everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 152, the New Year's Eve edition.
Wow.
These guys just...
DC. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about DC comics.
Okay.
It's 152, not New
Year's
Eve. Yeah,
52. I know.
He's, yeah, we added the 52 part. It's about. There.
Well, last week we did the Christmas Eve, and this is the New Year's Eve, although it's not Eve, it's Eve afternoon.
We're all hammered right now.
Yeah. Well, Adam is, but that's usual.
Yeah.
Some of us would have to be to hang out around here.
That's a good point, Pat. Mm.
So, don't really have an agenda. Pat didn't take note of any news because he thought we were just doing a best of.
Yeah,
the year, but he didn't bring any notes of your best of. So what you know?
It's in his mind.
What was your favorite Spider-Man story? You don't know off
What's
the top
that
of your head.
Easy, none.
Spider-Verse. It's the only one that they've had.
No Pat's news. That's the sad
note. No jingle or anything today.
Yeah, no. It's pretty pathetic. But I didn't even hear of any news this week.
No, they're not releasing anything. Between Christmas and now, like news-wise.
Did you guys hear about they're having a crossover Attack on Titan with the Marvel Universe?
No.
They're supposed to be doing a book. I think it might be a one-shot where it's the anime Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Which I tried to watch because it's on Netflix. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
Scary?
It's a terrifying anime, yeah. But supposedly they're crossing it over with the Marvel Universe, so these characters from this anime are going to be showing up in the Marvel and like New York City. So they're like, it's basically about the world is like being overrun. It's almost like a zombie thing, but it's like these giants, but they're like cannibalistic. And I don't know how this is going to cross over in the Marvel very well, but if you watch the anime,
Marvel Zombies,
the faces of these things, they're very human-like, but they're also very terrifying. So I don't know how it's going to cross over, how they're going to do that with a little Elseworld-type story, but might be interesting just to see what they do with it. Because it's different, you know, crossing over a Japanese anime manga with an American comic company like Marvel, so... I don't know, it could be interesting. Might
and then Mickey will get in there, and Darth Vader.
Someday.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, their Big Hero 6 comic does so well.
It does. One of the top sellers. Oh, wait a minute.
That's not a thing.
No, it doesn't exist.
Is that sarcasm I hear?
Just a little. How could we sell, make some money? So.
Well, they what need to they're wait trying for to do is high end movie or something.
Yeah, what exactly. They're trying to do is build anticipation. So when it comes
waiting for
out
the cartoon
in 3 months,
from the based on the movie, then they'll do the comic adaptation of the cartoon.
That's right. Yeah, sounds
fun times.
Yes,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah. That was all the news.
Yeah, okay, well, it was just funny. I have a big stack of books
so
that I read because Adam was mocking me.
That's all I have.
But you know, was I going to talk about all the books
those
I read
are all
during
last
break?
Week's books. Got older books than that.
There's some older stuff, but that's all the stuff I read over the last weekend.
Slacker.
Jeez, give me a break. Be nice.
I'll try for next year.
Yeah, please.
That's New Year's resolution.
Yeah. New Year's resolution. So I get, if you want to do best of, my best of comic, I can't think of a book that I liked better than the Pax Americana. I just thought that
like
was...
Best single issue?
Best single issue, I thought that was by far my favorite sitting down and just enjoyment from one book. I thought that one was just fantastic.
It was very good. I think my best single issue would have to be that Swamp Thing Future's End.
I'd agree with that because I'm not a Swamp Thing guy, but that was a really, really good issue.
Yeah, I thought that book it was a perfect book. It was a great, you know, future story. I mean, I think it was Charles Soule's best issue on Swamp Thing yet.
And then he quit. Oh, sorry.
Well, his Marvel books are doing so well, I can understand why he would.
Yeah.
All about the Inhuman baby.
All about the Inhuman baby.
It's all about the Inhuman. See, not the baby.
The,
No trouble.
Okay, I wasn't going to go there. The other one I really liked was the, and I know it's newer and that might be why it sticks out in my head more, but the, what was it? Batman 35, where the Joker comes back with his new face.
Yeah.
Just because of the way it happened was like, what?
The second one in Endgame, you mean? Or is it the first issue?
No, it was the first one where you realize that the guy that was working at
the
asylum.
Issue in Endgame.
Okay, maybe it was the second
yeah,
issue.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, at the end of the first one, you get the you find out that the Joker's involved. It's the second one where he reveals that it's that.
That's when they're fighting the Justice League.
That's right.
The first.
Yeah. That's right.
That was good too.
That was good too, though. The
those were too good.
It was good, but yeah, that was probably another out there issue.
I have to say, I can't name a specific, but like a lot of Zero Year, like Batman Zero Year.
Well, we could do best favorite storyline too, if you want.
Yeah, it could be your favorite.
That would be Zero Year. That would totally be Zero Year.
Yeah,
come on, Colin.
Come on, take it seriously.
It's sexist.
No one likes sexist.
That ended so poorly.
It's over?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, thank
even
thank
Mickey
goodness.
Didn't like sexist.
So if someone to come in here and pick up the entire Axis run, mm-hmm. would have set him back at this point?
Oh, I haven't marked it all down because I cut my orders dramatically.
Oh, okay.
But there's still plenty. You don't have to worry about missing.
Still have plenty, yeah.
Eight
$4 books and one $5 book, so $45. But I think I have the first three marked half off, so I'll probably mark the rest.
Here's a good one. What was your most disappointing book? What book were you most disappointed in?
Well,
I'll tell you right now, it was Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye was the biggest disappointment I've had in comic books. And I'm not going to say Spider-Man because we talked about that a while. That was disappointing either way. But Hawkeye was disappointing because it has so much potential as a book, and that thing just fell apart. Like,
did the story fall apart, or was it just the
everything?
The erratic schedule.
But the story fell apart because you got half of its Kate Bishop, half of its Clint Barton.
I didn't mind that.
But you waited so, like, the Clint Barton thing, he got shot in the head.
Yeah.
And it's like 6 months later, and you still don't know what's happened.
After 6 months, I didn't even read that issue.
Yeah.
Sitting somewhere because I just never wanted to get to it.
The book's still in it yet, right?
No, it's
got two left.
It never goes anywhere. Yeah. It just.
But all new Hawkeye is in the new preview.
Now, Colin brought up a good point, basically, that I think you're right about that. That was a lot of Matt Fraction.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yeah. Something happened there. Like,
yeah, and I don't think it was so, because Colin, as you were saying, though, like, why would they keep the book going? If it was Marvel and they didn't really want to have the book, why would they continue trying to keep it going?
Well, I don't think it was Marvel. I think they had a falling out over Fantastic Four and Inhuman. You know, something clearly
went
wrong between them. So, yeah, he had no incentive to finish the story.
To do anything. Yeah. Such a disappointment.
The last issue has been written. He posted something a couple months ago about how he finished the last issue.
Yeah.
Will it come out before the new series comes out?
Truthfully,
I think if the book were shipping on a regular basis, the whole, Kate Bishop, Clint Barton thing wouldn't have bothered me.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have that long
exactly.
gap.
You have too much gap.
When you have a Clint Barton story and then you don't go. You go like 4 months before you have another Clint Barton.
Yeah,
that's when you have.
That was my. And that
yeah,
was
and
one
it
of
was
my.
A cliffhanger.
And see, that was one of my first issues with the book. Then the delay happened, and then that became an issue. And then it just became that I was just like, why did I invest time into this? Because, like, people were telling me about it, so I started picking up issues, back issues of it, because I was just like, I want to read this because it sounds good and it looks good and it's a fun story. But like the whole thing about, I don't think I'll ever jump on a Matt Fraction book again. I really don't, because my issue with Matt Fraction is. Fear Itself, now this, and then he was on Iron Man. Iron Man got derailed by Fear Itself. It's just like, I'm done. Everything I invest time in Matt Fraction's.
Yeah, I think Hawkeye.
I lose what I put into it because it never ceases to exist again.
Hawkeye got me to try out some of his newer, indie books.
Yeah.
But none of them really, stood out for me.
Yeah.
Satellite Sam, I didn't think was great. I think Colin liked it, but I wasn't a huge fan of Sex Criminals.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You shouldn't be fans of those type of people.
I mean, better than other criminals, I suppose.
What, hey!
What's up, Adam?
It's Sean. So you getting podcasts?
Yes,
we're doing,
yeah.
Nice.
What about you? Disappointment.
I was disappointed, again, in Hawkeye. And the other thing I was disappointed in was Larfleeze.
Yeah.
Just because I think there was a lot of potential to
there
make
was.
That more of a Deadpool-style book where it was in the New 52, but it was so far out you could do crazy things with the character. Because he's so different than the other Lanterns.
I'd like to see more out of him because I don't think they explain enough about him.
I didn't necessarily want it to go a complete Deadpool route, but they had that issue there where
Well, I didn't mean exactly the depth, but,
yeah, but I know you're saying that.
He's in Marvel now, but he is, and he's kind of off on his own. And yeah. And generally speaking, in New 52, Green Lanterns are off on their own.
Can do its own thing.
But they're there, so he can do things that impact.
I was disappointed in Lars Flees because it just seemed to drag out that story. Like, it started to seem like it was going to develop his character a little bit, and then it came to a halt and went back to just drag out this, you know.
But, and I guess it was like issue 8 or 9, they even made a joke, and we're still not canceled yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, is that kind of the point here, is to try to see how many issues you can go before you get canceled? Because it was an interesting concept. It was a character we didn't get a whole lot about, you know, prior. But, you know, I think there was like a 3 or 4 issues in Geoff Johns' run that was kind of the Agent Orange storyline, but you know, you don't get a whole lot on his background, and it would have been interesting seeing that he himself is the power battery, and everything else, and it got tied up in other things, and that was it was just disappointing.
I think it's hard to deal with that character when you don't have Geoff Johns involved in it, because I think that was such a big thing that he created. But I don't know if everybody knows how they want to deal with
Lars. I don't know. I think
Geoff Johns knew what he wanted to do at the time.
Yeah,
with
he did. But I think if you put someone on there that can tell a good story but also knows how to not take the character terribly seriously, they would do well. Like, I could see, you know, Amanda Conner, Jimmy Palmiotti doing well on it.
Yeah.
Hi, Colin.
Hey.
How's your Christmas?
But for the same reason why they do well on the Harley Quinn stuff, because it's a little more out there and a little more madcap than maybe some of the other stuff that's out there.
But they're still telling good stories, too. It's not just, you know, wackiness for the sake of wackiness. It makes sense. So.
Yeah. How about you?
Biggest disappointment? Mm-hmm.
It can't be Colin. It's a book we're talking about.
I mean, I've talked about it ad nauseum already, but...
Wonder Woman.
Just because I love the book so much, and to take such a drastic turn with a new creative team, it's a huge disappointment. The book, like I said, the latest issue is a bit better, but it's still garbage compared to what it was before. And even you shouldn't compare runs, I guess. But even on its own, it's garbage. It's a garbage story.
They just don't know what they're...
The art is.
I think it's a hard character for a lot of people.
How do you really feel, Joe?
Here's
my only thing that I like about it, and I haven't read the second one. It really doesn't have anything to do with that. But
you like something from the first one?
No, but I'm saying it was basically a 35-issue story, where if someone wanted to get into Wonder Woman, I really had nowhere to have them jump in.
And I'll give you that.
And also, it was a Wonder Woman that didn't look like Wonder Woman. It didn't have... If you wanted a classic Wonder Woman comic, you pick that up and you're like, this doesn't look like...
To me, that was a draw, though.
Right. No, I understand. But I'm just saying, when I'm getting new people in all the time, that was a hard book to jump somebody in on.
I can see from your standpoint.
Whereas this current one, it's like, it looks like Wonder Woman. You know, and you know, maybe they'll be gone in 6 months. Ezra's run was very neat, very good. But it's the same problem I have with Avengers, where it's so long, trying to get somebody in on it has been...
There's no jumping on points.
The thing with that difference from Avengers, though, if someone did want to sit down and try and get caught up and get into it, they're not going to be totally confused. Where Avengers, they could sit down from issue one and read through it, plus it's tied in
and still have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
Like Avengers went through.
No, I hear you, but I'm just giving you just kind of a little bit of the other side.
You're right. I can see where you're coming from, but it's just, I never thought I would enjoy a Wonder Woman book at all, let alone how much I enjoyed that one. And then to have it take such a drastic change and turn and
The Azzarello run of that book was something that I like struggled with of pulling off my list, but at the time I couldn't keep getting a bunch of books. Like Flash was one of them. Like Flash, I was kind of like it, but I just was like, I gotta get rid of something.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman was one of those. It's either Batman or Wonder Woman. I'm gonna go with Batman.
Yeah.
Or Green Lantern, because I kept Green Lantern. But it was a really good run, and it's something I'd like to go back and get and trade, because it was just really cool stuff that they were trying to do with the New 52 and stuff. So I liked it.
But I mean, it's only 2 issues, and maybe it'll get better. I'm not picking up anymore. But another book that, I mean, since that's only 2 issues, it's been a disappointment. I'd say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
Like, I think that book was great for a little while there, and then it just took
fell apart.
The Trial of Jean Grey really did not help that book.
Was Trial of Green Grey, was up this year?
Yeah, it was the...
It was like spring, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Was that kind of when
I was trying to remember when I canceled.
Well, because first the book was...
When did Angela come in? Was that before
Angela
that?
Came in after Age of Ultron.
No, I know, but was that before? I'm trying to think. When
Angela came in before Trial of Jean Grey.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So, like, the book started to take a dive whenever Angela came in, just because it felt like it was there to support her being put into the Marvel universe. And then it was there to, I don't say support X-Men, but it was tied into X-Men because he's also writing the X-Men books.
Yeah.
And then it got tied into Original Sin. It's just, it hasn't, I don't know, I don't think it's stood on its own.
It can't stand on its own, right. Yeah, it's dependent upon other things.
Wow.
Apparently somebody's horn works.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Somebody's slamming on their horn outside. Okay.
Save it for midnight.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well.
Happy
New Year, yeah. That's how I kept going around Christmas. I'd run into that and be like, yep, 'tis the season, you know.
It was awful around Christmas.
Oh, my God. It's awful up there. I didn't even... When I went up to deliver his mail, I went up there, and it was just a madhouse. People were, like,
I was surprised. Christmas Eve, it was, like, the South Hills has been terrible the whole time leading up to Christmas, then Christmas Eve it was fine. Yeah. But he hit down here, McMurray, it was insane.
It's insane, yeah. I don't know what's happening. I don't know.
It's becoming the new South Hills.
The asylum's probably people are escaping. Trial of Jean Grey. Yeah, is that what you were saying? Right before the horn blow?
Yeah, we're past.
Yeah, just that.
Okay.
It seems like the book exists just to support other things.
Yeah. Now, Colin's the biggest disappointment. I'll just mention anything Marvel brought out.
I thought he was going to say you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He probably would.
Adam, your biggest, on the chair. Your biggest disappointment besides Adam?
He can't because I already used him as it.
Oh.
But yeah.
Any surprises?
We'll come back to
Colin's. Books you didn't think you would
biggest
like?
Surprise
or?
Book?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Justice League 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that's it.
Yeah, that. Well, I would have went with Afterlife with Archie.
Yeah, that's
for the simple
that though? Came out last year.
Did it? I thought it was January. Okay, maybe it was.
But yeah, it's been out for a little while.
It was just one of
it's usually a monthly book.
It was just one of things where it was like, I did not expect to like an Archie book, and
I
never
really in a million thought I'd buy an Archie book.
No,
never.
And in some ways, I think it's more interesting than The Walking Dead.
It is,
and that's it's like.
I think another one would be Future Zen. From the beginning, I was not huge on it. It's
wins the award for biggest turnaround.
Oh,
turnaround, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give that the turnaround award.
Yeah, I definitely would.
It picked up. It really did. It just one of those stories that was just like, where is this going? Like, it's jumping all over the place. But finally, it started to come together a little bit. So I thought that was pretty good.
All right.
Colin, what was your biggest disappointment?
My biggest disappointment was Original Sin, only because you had Jason Aaron.
Seashon.
More than Axis?
Yeah, because I had no hope for Axis. No real interest in it. Because of
Original
Sin. Tell
us how you really feel.
It had Jason Aaron, all these things. You know, everybody has one. You're going to find all these deep, dark secrets about all the characters and stuff like that. And then the tie-ins, basically, the Original Sins had nothing really to do with that character.
Yeah.
You know, Thor had an older sister. How's that his sin?
Yeah, that's always that.
The spider bit someone else. How's that Peter Parker's sin?
For a story that had potential, they didn't tie things up. They didn't explain things very well.
Yeah.
I think as what it was okay because I didn't really mind it as an event. It's been one of their better events that they've had for a while besides AVX. AVX was pretty good.
So it ended up with Nick Fury, who we hadn't seen in ages, is now the Watcher.
I think that was my biggest problem.
And Bucky Barnes is the new Nick Fury.
The next time they need a Watcher, they're just going to bring the Watcher back.
A lot of things at the end that were just. Like,
what happened with Dr. Midas and the, all these bizarre characters
they're dead.
They didn't introduce, but just that they were using and you kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay, who's really behind this? And then, like, nothing really panned
they
out.
They had all of these things at the end that they left open that they probably won't do anything with.
Yeah, but just, you had the great, you know, really good, you know, you had Jason Aaron, Mike Diodato doing the art. They have that, and it just
like,
really disappointed.
Like the idea of Bucky becoming, doing Nick Fury's new job, which that didn't make any sense.
No.
Why would Nick
no.
Fury be going
no.
all over the place doing all this stuff? And then making him that character, okay, I get why you're doing that, because he's the only one that really you're going to throw in that direction.
Well, but
that he's expendable in that direction. That,
but
not, the, I mean, as
hindsight,
a comic book company, they can say, who are we going to have do this? Well, Cap, we can't have Cap doing it. We got to have him have his own book. Throw Bucky Barnes at it, because what's he going to be doing?
Well, that's what I was saying. In hindsight, you can see, well, okay, we're going to depower Cap. We need a new Cap.
Yeah.
The obvious answer is Bucky, and instead they wanted it to be Falcon. So, okay, well, Bucky's tied up being the new Nick Fury, so now we'll have...
And that is even... It's almost like they're just trying to make Nick Fury seem like he's a character that went around killing monsters, and it's just like, that's not Nick Fury.
Mm-mm.
Do they even
no.
know what Nick Fury is?
Yeah. So it just... Yeah, that was just disappointing.
Also, they can have this new Nick Fury that matches the one that they got. Go on.
No, go ahead.
I'm done.
But then, like you're saying about Axis, just... The fact that it was spinning out of Uncanny Avengers, which was a book that was all over the place to begin with.
Yeah.
And it kept getting pushed back and back, and then it finally came out. It seemed like we'd been hearing about it for forever. You had
mm-hmm.
the logo issue. And then after reading 9, you're just like, what was the point of this? And the fallout should be immense, but you'll see nothing about it in anything. Where in it, after they got inverted and you had the new Apocalypse being born... He basically, they took over Manhattan and set off a bomb to kill everything that wasn't a mutant. But I bet we won't see another word about that in any
How
of the other
of
books.
How many of these recent Marvel events have you seen?
Yeah, so that? It just, I mean, it
like,
you're reading
yeah.
it just going, this can't happen.
So,
you
I
know,
mean,
there's no
to,
way this is going to affect anything.
Go to AVX here. How did AVX end? Did they really deal
well,
with
they,
the fallout of AVX?
Not
the
really.
Only thing
yeah.
I'd say
I mean,
they
that was
did was they created that uncanny
and
Avengers
that
team. Well, no, but it even then there was already Avengers or
already
there were already X-Men
on. Which
didn't
make
yeah.
any sense. But like, what was the last event that they had?
Hello.
Original Sin.
Hi.
Original Sin, the fallout. They're not going to deal with that.
No.
It's okay, I need a same. Comic book for a 7-year-old.
So it just doesn't. I don't know. It just—I didn't mind Original Sin as a story. I thought it had a lot of potential, but that's the biggest
I think
problem
it ended
I have.
Weak, though.
That's the biggest problem I have with Marvel, especially events. Are okay? You did something. Now where are you? Where is this going to progress the Marvel story as a whole? And
I had
Age of Ultron.
But you know what? The other problem is sometimes when that happens.
Angela, yeah, we got Angela out of it.
Yeah, right, but so go back to Civil War. You had, you know, Peter Parker reveals his identity,
yeah.
and then he has to make a deal with the devil to make that
to
go away.
That but
and,
I will say, in those events that they were running, at least it did run to a new event. So it took it from, okay, we had, like, Fear itself didn't do that. House of M kept going that there was issues with mutants.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a thing that was happening in Marvel Universe. But it progresses the universe. And as the Marvel story as a whole. And none of these did that. Planet Hulk. Well, he went to a planet. He was sent to a planet. He comes back even with a World War Hulk wasn't
World
good.
War Hulk,
it progressed that story.
Yeah.
So it you know, stuff's happening. But when you create these stories and say, wow, this is a pretty good ending. I wonder where this is going to take the characters. Well, absolutely nowhere. It's not going to do anything with them. That's, I think, where he's getting at that. So,
well, because it's an event just for the sake of an event.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just to have it. Now, I can go... No, let's look at... let's compare that to DC events. Forever Evil. Forever Evil. This happened. Now people are fearing aliens.
Yeah.
They're xenophobes now. And xenophobic. And
Grayson being... dead and
that
dead. Has impacted
that
several
Batman
books
universe the whole thing is dealing with Future's End that you might see that this Earth is going to show up in this and
yeah.
stuff is progressing in it. That's what needs to happen with these events, you know.
Yeah, if you're going to have them, make them mean something.
Yeah. You know, let's say I mean Infinity or Infinity Gauntlet that didn't really. Not Infinity, but Infinity. I don't even know anything about Infinity. That's the other event we're leaving out because we forget.
Yeah.
Because everybody's wanting to forget it. But where did that lead us?
I don't think Infinity was... I don't think Infinity was terrible. It just... I don't know. It was a bit convoluted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just... But the whole thing is, like, where did that lead?
It was another one that you had to be reading... Hickman stuff to for really to make
and then what happened
to but even when you were reading Hickman stuff difference. It didn't necessarily make sense
so it's just one of those things. It's just best let's say best writer I already know mine straight off.
I know mine.
It's been my best writer for ever.
Who?
For a long time. Scott Snyder.
Yeah,
perfect. Thank you so much.
And it would probably tie right now with Grant Morrison. Because Grant Morrison, Multiversity is a good. It's hard to understand, but it's something that's it's been fun. There's been issues that I've liked really well of Multiversity.
Yeah.
My favorite one I think was that the one that looked like a tabloid magazine.
Okay, which one that was like the second or third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just liked it. I think it explained a little more. They had nothing to do, so they, you know.
Like the new layout in here.
But I think one of the, he had a long time to plan that out. It wasn't like he was working on a deadline with that, where every month he has to come up with a new story. That was kind of already done, and it's just a matter of releasing it, which helps. Yeah.
And the Pax Americana was a really good book for that.
Yeah.
I know that was one of Collins' books that he picked. But
That's probably
Grant Morrison's great, but I think
just trying to tell a Watchmen-like story with the Charlton characters from that Earth. And I really want to know if a writer is able to keep me going to the fact that they're able to tell me, you know, progress a story like
see
that.
See you next year!
That I keep wanting to go and reading more and more in this book and keep going with it. You know, it's that. And, you know, Grant Morrison has that with me. Like, his Batman stuff interests me so much. Like, it kept me going that you still don't understand everything that Grant Morrison was doing. But I think that's what's cool about him, because he tells you a story, you understand somewhat of it, but there's so much more to the story. If you read it again, you'll find so much more that you weren't thinking about. Even when he explains it, he'll even explain it on certain things, and he explains it that way. But the what he does with stuff, and when he was dealing with all these Batman stuff, and he was taking Silver Age Batman, and he was throwing it in a little bit, and, you know, you had Batmite, and he was able to work Batmite into a modern-day Batman as he was hallucinating. It's just like, how does somebody do something like that? But it's... You know, that's putting stuff into it, and that's what you see. You see somebody really trying to put something into his book, and going back to Colin as Pax Americana, how he was able to retell Watchmen in one book.
Well, not even retell it, but doing a Watchmen-type
story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in that one story, and it was that type of story with all these characters, The Question, Blue Beetle, you know, and it's amazing, but... but then Scott Snyder would totally. I mean, Witches has been great.
Yeah, Scott Snyder, Witches, Wake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, was there anything else this past year?
Batman.
Oh, okay,
and he's been a big part of Batman Eternal, but I don't know how much.
Does Batman?
What?
Does Batman book
his stuff? His Batman.
It's coming off this stupid Ford. That's why I'm being blinded. The sun's not coming in. It's coming right off that windshield. Jeez. Oh.
Would you like me to move it?
No.
Will you stop crying then?
Just move it down to the jewelry store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
It's only because he's here so long. It gets parked there all day because he won't leave.
Yeah.
Stop coming.
one thing I heard you guys... Sorry. It's the problem with trying to do stuff during the day. Well, customers. But the biggest surprise was... I completely agree with Justice League 3000. Sorry. Only because I remember looking at going, what is this?
Yeah.
And they changed the writer because Kevin Maguire originally did the first issue, and they decided to go a different way, so they like scrapped him. And it's just like, okay, this just sounds like a complete disaster from the get-go. But then it was one of those, oh, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting take.
It's still good.
It's been good. I'm behind on it. But
There was one part where the art changed that I didn't like at all.
There was one, one issue.
I think it was a fill-in issue.
Yeah. And it was the art was terrible.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that. But story-wise, it kept the story pretty well.
So. Yeah.
It's been interesting. Different take on, you know, stuff like that. And I'm a little curious how they're going to fit...
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold.
I'm also thinking of the Legion characters that are supposed to be from that. And if you think about it, this is not... If you think this is a future of Not That Earth.
It's the future of Future's End.
Well, no, it's the future of the original Earth Prime.
Yeah.
Because if Blue Beetle's there and they've been at a cryogenics, then it's obviously not the New 52 Earth. No. So I think that's where we're getting here.
Yeah.
And,
well, but in New 52, we've had the, at the start of Forever Evil, didn't we have the Easter egg for Ted Kord?
Absolutely. We had Ted Kord, but that's not the Ted Kord. That's not that Ted Kord.
No, but, like, you had his dad in the helicopter.
Yeah, we have
with
Ted Kord. Well, but supposedly this is the old Ted Kord. It's pre-52. So, yeah, I don't know what they're doing with that. That's why it's kind of interesting, because that means that Earth is not...
It's not New 52 Earth, even though it says it's a New 52 book.
You know, because Legion is supposed to be in the year 3000. Where are they? You know, so there's a bunch of stuff that I feel like they're going to start talking about. And
unless,
get there, hopefully.
Unless Legion doesn't hear New 52.
What's funny, Legion has. They've had their own books. They started with New 52. And...
Okay.
I wonder if... JL 3000 is a result of Future's End.
It could be.
If that's how Earth becomes like this desolate.
This wasteland.
Yeah, wasteland prison planet.
It could be.
And also, Justice League United right now is dealing with Legion.
Yeah.
Legion has come to stop this thing called Ultra, who's a creation of
this
crazy science, alien scientist.
Amalgam of all these alien
who runs
species.
In a religious cult. Yeah, and it's a bunch of alien species in one, and he's supposed to become this force that they can't stop in the future, so they come here like Terminator to stop this force. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's been interesting. That's kind of interesting, but not... I wouldn't call it a surprise, though, but... But
it's
yeah,
not
so
the
that's...
Ford.
Yeah.
What?
It's that ball in the sky. It's called a sun.
Well, like, I thought maybe it is reflective, because now it's in my eyes, but I put my hand up, and it's like, nope,
we're still... Where Superman gets his powers, Colin just gets a headache.
Again, I couldn't hear everything you were trying, but I have to say, the weeklies have been a huge surprise to me.
Yeah, I think...
Not just in the story, which I think has been really good across the board, but in sales-wise. I printed out my top 50.
I'm not surprised that necessarily that World's End... I thought World's End would take off, though, because of how much Earth 2 has taken off and the characters from Earth 2. Colin, with Justice League 3000, we were talking about it's the Earth... The Blue Beetle and...
I am behind. I haven't read the
Booster
issues,
Gold
so.
Are supposed to be from the previous...
You're right, it's not, but I was teasing.
Before New 52.
Right.
Okay. So that means this Earth that they're on is before New 52 as well. It's the future of the
Could
before.
Be. What I think is fun about it is that doesn't matter in the story
it
at all.
It just seems interesting. It's a different idea, though.
Yeah, but I mean, this doesn't necessarily have to tie in. It's just using the core idea of the characters.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite writer, Colin, of this year? Can't be you.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to think. I guess overall, I'd have to say Snyder. Just between Batman and The Wake,
you're hard pressed to think of someone else.
I can't think of any. Yeah,
I kind of gave it to Grant Morrison too. Because
that's like saying Gaiman for Sandman, but it's been so infrequent.
Yeah,
I have to say on the bulk
Morrison's
of his
great
work.
If that's your thing. Snyder, I think more people...
That's why it's hard
like
for
a
me,
more wide
I,
range of people would pick up a Snyder book and say, wow, this is great.
And
I think Charles Soule's done that, too, because he's had the Letter 44, the Red Lanterns.
Yeah, but you look at, like...
But then
Charles Soule is, like, half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know...
He has some great books, and then some books that are just...
But with the She-Hulk book, do you think it's the concept kind of more than the writing of it?
To be honest, I think it's the art... The art turned me off. I read the first one. It wasn't the story was bad, but I thought the art was...
I liked
the
first
art.
One.
I didn't like the eyes out at the edge of the face, which bothered me. I have
but
an
that's
eye
not
thing.
The writer thing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It was the art that made me not go back for issue two. And then I heard it even got worse. They had a feeling. Hey, Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I'd have to give it to him. Because, said, there's not a lot of books that are top-of-the-pile books for me right now.
Yeah.
But Batman definitely is one.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I mean, Pat's credit here, though. Soul did. He turned around Red Lanterns.
Yeah.
He turned around Thunderbolts.
Yeah, only, but it canceled.
Well, yeah, but
you know,
he left afterwards.
Yeah.
He continued Snyder's Swamp Thing run without missing a beat.
Yeah.
Letter 44 has been really good.
I mean, I jumped off it. But it wasn't terrible. I just needed room on my list. Superman Wonder Woman wasn't great. I mean, it started off good, but then I got bogged down by the
crossover or Doomed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which does happen too often. Yeah. So that I guess.
But I'd have to say Snyder too, though. I think.
Which leads us to the artist, because I'm going to straight up say Greg Capullo.
For best artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my favorite so far.
I love Greg Capullo's art. Mm-hmm. I think best artist this year, maybe Frank Avilio on Afterlife with Archie or Matteo Scalera.
The only reason I give Greg Capullo a lot is not necessarily interior, but the covers.
The detail and the cover, yeah.
He has had... Through Zero Year, he has had, like, some amazing covers. That one where Batman is up on the roof, and he has a bow and arrow, and he's just sitting there. And, you know, frankly, I don't remember who the colorist was on that. But
it's always FCO.
Well, that was, like, the cover scheme in that whole book for Zero Year was great.
You just like the purple gloves.
Well, I just like how they were able to use colors that were bright in Batman, and it still worked, you know?
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, something about that whole series, I was just like, how is this going to work? He's running
around
in the daytime, and it's just like...
Batman shouldn't have these colors, but it still had, like, that...
But it works for what it was.
You know, moody look to it.
See, I felt that more on Detective.
See, I like it.
Oh, it's Pinto.
Yeah, the especially like the bright yellow covers and all that. It just
you didn't like it.
No, it didn't look like a Batman.
See,
book.
See, I thought they managed to make it bright and pop, but still have like that brooding, like moody look to it.
That's exactly.
And that's,
right.
I think
you
if you can do that,
it still
if you can make
that Gotham
it
feel.
Bright but still look dark.
Yeah.
Then I think you've won.
And the fact that he is. How he draws landscapes, like they always draw Gotham City in it anymore, and that's also a thing that I love so much about Scott Snyder, that Scott Snyder can tell you so much about the setting, and it just works on the story, and it all just fits together. Where he translates Scott Snyder's setting, and he's able to draw the city, and he's still incorporating such detail into the city, almost like the old Wayne Tower that has the gargoyles on it, and they're there. You know, if you read that, I think it was the last issue where he's on the hang glider.
Yeah.
And you see the city in the background. You look at that, it's the same city landscape that they've been using for a long time. And it's like they're setting a Gotham of what
this
it's
is what
look
it looks
like
instead of,
not
you know,
just,
it's just
the
random
only
buildings.
Thing that you see is random buildings, and you see Wayne Tower, and it's the one with the bat ears, you know?
Yeah.
It's
almost like you could draw a map and you know at this at this intersection this is where this building is and that's where that
and his
is.
Look for Riddler, I really liked it.
Yeah.
I definitely would give it to Greg Capullo because he just
see I would definitely give Capullo Snyder best creative team.
Best creative team.
I don't know, like I love Capullo's art, but like Frank Avilio on Act Like the Archie, like his art tells as much of the story as the writing does. Really, Matteo Scalera.
Who was on Sabrina?
I'm not sure. Matteo Scalera on Black Science, on Dead Body Road, did those.
Robert Hack.
Did that one issue on Batman.
And I really like Black Science. It was just one of those books where, like, okay, I'm getting so much, I got to drop one. And I think I dropped it right at the end of the first arc. Not because I didn't like it. I liked the book. I had to get rid of it.
You dropped it whenever they took a break. Like they took
a 3-month break or something. Yeah. And you know, I saw Visions of Hawkeye. And I was like, nah, I can't do this.
No, the Archie team and the Sabrina team, it's Robert Hack is the artist on that. And Sabrina's art has been very, it works.
In a sense, that was a surprise, because I didn't know what to expect out of that book.
Yeah.
And I thought that was an excellent book.
I expected it to come out more, but... That's one thing I expect out of that book.
Well, considering you had to buy 300 of them.
Yeah, and they need to bring up more.
Yeah, but I wish number two had come out.
Yeah.
You buy 300 and they're just like, guess what? We're not bringing out number two. Good luck with those.
That wasn't a hard one to figure out how many to order. Mm-hmm. So I did a little, I printed out my top.
Wait, what was your favorite?
Oh, sorry.
Colin.
Do you have a favorite artist?
Murphy.
Yeah,
for this year
on the Wake.
Oh yeah, yeah. Murphy. Sorry,
because I was looking. They had a sale on Art Pages, and I was going through trying to find. But it was like no quintessential one, like on Punk Rock Jesus, getting the one with the death of Cola. Yeah. But on this one, I'm like, I wanted to get one of the girl and the dolphin, and it just didn't quite pan out money wise and everything.
I think Murphy. He's just like this past year. He didn't stand out to make sense. He just wasn't on a whole lot. Like he was.
No, he wasn't. No. Well, he did the Wake. I mean, yeah. I don't think he's a super fast guy. He was doing his own project too. He was doing the Cafe Racer.
Yeah.
There was one where he broke his collarbone, so I think that's why we got a little bit of a delay. But that's just an artist that I really, really like. So yeah. I'm happy when he's doing something. I'm excited about this Chrononauts he's doing with Mark Miller.
Yeah, I'm excited about his and then Lemire's new indie book. All right, good.
Yeah, lots of good stuff coming.
What?
You were going to say something that I cut you off to ask what his favorite artist was.
No, Colin was going to say...
I was just going to jump in. I just printed these out. These were just my top... It ended up being the top 49 that fit on the page.
And then
it
looks like you got the bottom, too?
No, this was trades.
Oh, okay.
Trades and comics. These are the best but of trades of it's the just, year. It's just story. Funny that in my top 10, 8 of 9 of them are Batman.
And then the one was All New Spider-Man.
Eight are Batman, All New Spider-Man, and then 2 Forever Evils. And it's weird that the only reason like Batman 32 isn't in there is the variant covers. And I don't remember what 32 might've been the bombshell. So where I ordered less regular, more bombshells. This is just the raw, right. I haven't put everything together.
Amazing Spider-Man, All New Marvel now.
But then we got, the last 3 issues of Forever Evil, Outcast, which did great, but also was, that's heavily
skewed. But that was
skewed.
A lot of speculated, too.
That was, number 2 is nowhere to be found. But Future's End is right up there. Or Batman Future's End. Walking Dead. Batman Eternal is what, number 7 for the year, which is ridiculous for a weekly book. You know, just nobody knew what to make of it. But and it wasn't just that. I mean, we still have...
You got a few of them on
there. There's a few on here. Two. That's about it. But yeah, it's definitely very Batman heavy, obviously. So Marvel-wise, we got Spider-Man, Death of Wolverine, Spider-Man, Death of Wolverine, Spider-Man, Spider-Man...
Sixus made an appearance.
Made an appearance, yes, right below Batman Eternal 8, which is scary only in the sense by Batman Eternal 8, people have made up their mind. They weren't just trying. Like, number 1, you're given a shot. Maybe even number 2, 3. Yeah. By number 8, you're either in or you're out.
Yeah, you're 2 months into a weekly book.
So it's just a little concerning that Sixus was even below that. Future's End, very good. Start off very well.
Was Original Sin on there?
No.
So 6 is better than Original Sin.
Mm-hmm. And then trade wise, and I'll do something better. Definitely, Walking Dead and Batman dominated. We do have Saga 1, 2, and 3, and 4 just came out. So that just came out 2 weeks ago. So that didn't really move it. But the thing that really surprises me about the trades is my number 4 trade was Batman and Son. And that's pre New 52.
Yeah.
Huh. But I'll tell you exactly why that's on the list. Is it's a 1999 trade that they did consignment, so I had a ton of them in. But people, do you have a good Batman story? Well, that was an easy one to put. It's a 3/4 inch thick book for 1999.
Do you think the animated movie had anything to do with it too?
Maybe, yeah, that could. But then, I mean, not just that. Now, Guardians, of course, because of the movie, Saga. But then you still have Killing Joke, Black Mirror, Hush, Long Halloween. Year 1, Dark Knight Returns, I know, is on there somewhere. So it's just continual. Just Batman has legs. A lot of Walking Dead. Captain America, Winter Soldier, because of the movie.
Who knew people
There's
Dark
Knight
Batman.
Returns. Flashpoint is still selling. why?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, I bought a copy of it in the past year.
Right, but I'm just saying, in the top, you know, that's in my top 25 is still Flashpoint.
Movie. There's a Carson movie then,
too. Yeah, Deadpool does well.
I thought it was last year, yeah.
But there's my favorite. My favorite.
Six Gun Gorilla.
Oh, it's on there, too. That's good to talk to we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be easy. Best comic book movie.
This year?
Yeah. I'm not giving it to Guardians.
I'd say Winter Soldier.
I'm going to say Winter Soldier.
Well, then I'll go Guardians.
Just... Oh, Pat, get out.
No. Here's why I can't. The Winter Soldier, I thought, was a better movie, but it was a political, like, take Captain America out of the equation, that didn't have to be a comic book movie. You could just as easily have put Jack Ryan in there, and it would have worked.
Which makes it...
Guardians
an even better movie. Like,
no, I agree. Guardians only works as a comic book movie because you're not going to get another movie that takes itself semi seriously and say, "Dance off, bro," and not people just go, "Ah, oh, really? Come on." But that's what
Star Wars Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I mean that. Right, and think about how they're hated.
It's tough to decide this one because, like, Guardians was just a fun movie to go see.
But we only have...
Not necessarily a family
it was a great popcorn movie.
I'm trying to think, do we only have those two?
No, you had Days of Future Past, you had Spider-Man 3.
I would definitely, before I give
it... I was thinking Spider-Man was last summer.
Or Spider-Man 2. That was that was this year. It was in May. That was the movie for free comic.
None of those I would give it to. I mean, Days of Future Past was still a fun movie, but I think Captain America really took it.
Days of Future Past had some pacing issues.
Yeah.
So it was good, but not.
It's also for the non comic book fan, it would have been harder to understand what all's going on with the time travel and everything else. Yeah. You know, the other thing, you could take your kids to see Guardians, and I think it worked. Whereas, with Captain America, it's a little bit harder to do.
Yeah, I got Guardians for Christmas, and we actually watched it with Adele, who was 4 the other night, and she was fine watching it. She enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Which one?
Guardians.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't watch Winter Soldier with her. I don't think.
No, too intense. Although,
I don't think she would get it.
Yeah, like, too much lull. Yeah,
and I think the worst
Guardians,
part
it was pretty. Even when there wasn't action,
with
there
a
was
kid to watch Rocket Guardians, and Groot. It was the part where he gives the middle finger. I'd say that would probably be
And when his mom dies, it's funny because I think of the movie like Finding Nemo. If you just fast forward through the first chapter, it's okay for kids. They're not going to get upset by it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about hiding that.
Well, no, but I mean, if that's really, you know, if your kid gets upset by that kind of thing,
you can
just fast forward through the first chapter. You're good to go. Your kid can watch it. You know, the thing like the Jackson Pollock painting joke, that's going to go over their head anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I just did want to point out, that Six Gun Gorilla was like number 42 or something on my top 50. That made me happy.
Terrible.
That made me happy. Because that's me. That's just for me
that's
pushing
not
it.
That's shutting up.
Pretty much, yeah.
I even bought one. Huh.
And you had all the issues.
No, I didn't have all the issues.
Oh, okay.
I just read that.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about DC and Marvel. What was your best indie book this year?
Indie book.
Witches. Well, see, that's where it gets tough. It's like it's probably Witches or Outcast, but is that really indie? You know, I don't think Image really qualifies as indie anymore.
Somebody who's not one of the big
two. It is, but I you
anything creator owned would classify.
Yeah,
I like Southern Bastards a lot.
Yeah, but Image. Yeah,
I read I just read the
Image
first trade
really
on it, but
this year.
I think Southern Bastards has to take it.
Yeah.
Image did really well this year, especially. They've been doing well, but.
And there's stuff like Woods that I think I haven't kept up with, but that's done well.
I just like how their main focus wasn't just Walking Dead this year.
Deadly Class.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I fell off that, and I can't... There was no particular reason why, because I liked it. I think it was just another one, you know, I had to make room for something else I was getting. Probably the 6 Green Lantern books that were coming out, so I had to drop something.
Don't drop
Sorry, Colin,
there.
You can't have all my money.
No, it's an interesting point, just in the sense I was talking to my buddy down in North Carolina, And I was listening to their podcast, and they're talking about, you know, how much all the Image stuff is selling for them. And I responded back to them. I said, number ones go like crazy, but it's by number three. I'm done. You know, I said I've sold 100 copies of Witches number one, and I sell 25 copies of number three. And why?
You know, it surprised me because Witches,
right? But it's really just good. It's like I can push number one. I can't keep pushing at number three and four. Mm-hmm. And I look at, you know, at all the books. You know, even East of West is down. You know, I only ordered 15 copies.
How about Saga? How's that doing? Like that?
That's a weird one. Only because I mean it doesn't do as well as it should in issues. Like, I'll order 45, and I'll sell 30. So I'll cut my order back to 35 and sell out. And then you can't get more. And it's just, it fluctuates for no apparent reason.
Huh.
Which is maddening to me. But it sells great in trades, and at least those are always in print. You know, as you can see, there's three in my top, probably 15, are Saga trades. So that's good. But, yeah, it's maddening to me. And when I hear these books are selling great, and I can't sell them. Even, you know, this Odyssey that's supposed to be a big bitch planet, I have tons. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But the trades will sell well. I mean, even, you know, I'm looking on here, you know, we still, East to West Volume 2 is on here. So that means obviously people like number one enough to come back. But yeah, it's just weird.
I think a lot of people do trades with Image, though, because the trades
They know it's going to be $9.99. So why spend, you know, 15, 18 bucks on the issues when you know you're going to be able to get it for $9.99.
Like, I would love to be caught up with Southern Bastards,
mm-hmm.
but now that I have one trade, and I know the other one will come out soon, let's just wait.
The first trade will be $9.99.
Yeah, they are,
yeah.
So, the second one will be $15.
Right, still good, which still isn't bad. Yeah, especially compared to... introduce yourself, Mr. Sneaking In.
Justin.
There we go.
Where?
As you pull up a chair. So, yeah, it's just, but, yeah, for me, it's definitely, you guys are Batman people. Batman and Walking Dead people.
We love Batman. He's great.
I think Image number one that I heard you talking about, I think a lot of people buy any Image number one and only number one to speculate on the value of it.
Yeah, I think that's a lot.
Yeah, they're looking to find the next Walking Dead.
Yeah, which they're not going to have another Walking Dead because they're all buying it.
Yeah, but it makes it really hard to order number twos. But even Southern Bastards isn't selling great.
Can I interrupt you, Batman people? Capullo and Scott Snyder's, was that 0 year?
Ready?
Yeah. That's the
best television show based on a comic book. What's your favorite?
Let me see. It might be Yeah, 0 year.
Flash.
Four.
I'm torn. Because I'm I'm really liking Constantine, and I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did. Not that I dislike the other ones, although Walking Dead is kind of hit and miss. But yeah, Constantine has been a real surprise for me. It's been a consistently good show.
Yeah, if I had to pick number two, it would be Constantine right now.
Yeah. It's a difficult one. I would say Flash is more comic book like.
Yes.
Constantine is my big surprise of a show, of new shows. Just, you know, of old shows, Arrow is still pretty good, but not this season hasn't been as good. But Flash definitely is, you know. It's tough on that question because, like, it's just a really difficult one.
And to be fair, Shield's really better this year than last year.
That I need to watch, though, because I have them all recorded. And I just need to sit and watch.
I think Flash is the most even show.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it's the most consistent. It's the most, like you said, comic book like. It's got the most going on for it.
Yeah, I think more people can get involved with it. I think you can get kids watching it. I think you can get adults watching it. Constantine, it would be harder for kids to watch it, probably.
Yeah.
Gotham, maybe, but when kids are looking for Batman, we're looking for Batman. A lot of people are looking for Batman.
Yeah.
But we watch it as comic book fans, and we like it because it's Gotham PD. It's we know what we're going into. But yeah. So that one's a little tougher.
Arrow sometimes feels a little too much. I mean, I know it's on the CW, but it feels like
teen drama.
Yeah, I mean.
Whereas Flash
seems more superhero.
It doesn't
comic book
feel that way to me.
Yeah. No.
Like, not the same way that the Arrow does.
I keep saying that Flash almost reminds me of Sam Raimi's version of Spider-Man. Like, it just has that feel to it.
It does. Feels like it absolutely does. That's a
comic
book
breath of life on screen.
Yeah. There we
go.
But I think it's available for everybody. You know, you can have a kid watch it. You know, they'll understand it pretty much.
And it's lighthearted without being hokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would straight up give it to Flash, but it would be difficult because if you're really the surprise is Constantine, definitely. I think Constantine's going to do it. But it's difficult because even Gotham's good. You know, Gotham's been a good show. So it's hard to kind of put it on there, but at ranking, I'd say Flash is one of my favorites. Constantine is up there as well, and then Gotham. Especially the new stuff.
Yeah.
But what else do we got?
Best miniseries?
A comic book miniseries? Okay.
I can only think of one that I read all the way through that I really enjoyed, and that was Royals Masters of War.
Oh, yes.
How was it?
What I liked about it is it took real events. You know, it took the premise of World War II and added the superheroes into it without it being, you know, because theoretically they could have just stopped it whenever they wanted to, and they didn't. So it was interesting. I don't think it was consistent throughout all. I think it was a 5-issue or 6-issue. It wasn't consistently good throughout all 5 issues, but overall, it was good.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
I think for me, it would be Dead Body Road. Justin Jordan, Mateo Scalera. I think it was 6 issues. I think so. It's all in, you know, one trade, but it was just a really good, you know, focused story. Great art.
Oh, you know, I can give it. I'd give it to. For me, I really like that Darth Maul miniseries that they did for Star Wars because it kind of ended the Clone Wars cartoon. It gave you some closure. And it wasn't that bad. It was kind of a fun story. I wouldn't give it to if I had to give one the worst, I'd say it was the Star Wars. That was just
the Star Wars.
Really bad.
Well, I think there was a reason why that wasn't what.
Yeah, but
made
why
it
even
to
bring
screen.
It as a book?
Yeah.
I mean, I was
expecting
it
to be, oh,
well,
this might be a hidden gem. Yeah, it was a hidden something. It wasn't a gem, but they should have left it there. But it wasn't, it just, I don't know, nothing connected very well. It was just, I didn't like the art so much. I don't remember who did the art, but I know of the guy, the person who does it, but.
They took the art, though, from concept sketches. They didn't use...
Yeah.
You know, they use the concept sketch of Chewbacca, now what we know Chewbacca to be.
Yeah, and it just...
And I think that hurts it, too.
It's just one of those things that's just like, why? You know, why?
Make money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
you bought it, right?
Yeah, I did.
That's why.
Well, I was expecting something more, but I think that's really what it is. But no, I wasn't a fan of that at all.
I do, yeah, that should be all.
I think Colin would probably say The Wake.
Yeah.
For his.
Oh, you're
no, so it was Six Gun Gorilla. Was Six Gun Gorilla
year.
This year?
That was
no.
Last year.
No.
Punk Rock Jesus? What year was Punk Rock
nah,
Jesus?
Nah, that was last year, too.
Just came out in hardcover.
Yeah.
Oh,
he,
hardcover.
He,
that's count for
he read it as...
Yeah,
it would be his favorite hardcover.
Yeah, that's how he got around the whole Six Gun Gorilla being on the list this year. Well, it just came out in trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think. Usually we have a list of this type of thing.
Kind of prepping
yeah.
This guy's
coming out.
No,
dead air.
Yeah, no, I think that's been pretty exhaustive, though.
Favorite action figure.
Favorite action figure?
Yeah.
Came out this year?
Huh.
Justin probably has.
Animated Batman action figures.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd say definitely.
Even though only one true animated, the animated series of figure came out, the other three were the new adventures.
Yeah.
So I'd give it to that one that came out of
the Man Bat. The Man Bat figure is the animated series figure. They since you don't open the box,
your
but if you did open the box, they have a piece of paper in there that shows you which ones, and they're color coded, the red and blue. So the red are animated series, the blue.
There's only been
not.
One blue one that came out this year.
Yeah, but Man Bat is part of the red, so it is the one for the animated series.
Red is new animated. Blue is animated. The red backing is the new animated series.
No, I don't think so. It's because the blue one, you have the Batman. The Batman's is blue.
And it's the only blue one that came out. All the other three are red.
Yeah, that's the new animated. That's the only, because the animated series Batman hasn't come out yet. It's the one with the oval
whatever.
Symbol. Those are cool. The Capullo stuff has been really cool.
Yeah, like the Thrasher suit Batman.
Thrasher suit Batman.
Capullo. It's pretty awesome.
Those cool Capullo ones are pretty cool.
His Riddler one's great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all sculpted by all these different people. They credit them, too.
Well, I like the Commissioner Gordon that came out last week. That was pretty...
Yeah, that was cool. That a lot of people were really happy about that. They said this is kind of their figure. Because, like, I think they've only come out with, like, what, three Commissioner Gordon figures? Mm-hmm. One of them I have, it's Hush. And I think maybe one of them might have been Long Halloween, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I hope they bring one out for Animated Series. That would be kind of cool. Probably not. I don't know. I don't know how much they're going to be doing. If they're making money of it, they will. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
It's an artist edition.
Violence.
It's an empty box.
You could have died.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Could have got a paper cut right on my neck.
True.
Bled out.
Wouldn't that be awful? Like, of all that, you're like, it's just a paper cut. But it opened that one artery. And... disgusting. It's calling it.
Yes.
It's
on top of one of my specialty cases.
I don't know. Can't really think of anything else.
No, please.
No, I can't either.
Anybody else has anything they like this year? Nothing? We all hated everything?
Yeah, I mean, that's obvious.
Everybody hates Marvel, so...
Favorite event? Yeah. Did we talk about favorite event? Favorite event, I'd probably say, is Forever Evil.
Yeah, I mean, that was starting last year, but yeah.
Yeah.
Majority
of it took place this year.
Well, it's more because of lack of competition.
Yeah.
Just like... Green Lantern constituted an event.
Yeah.
Like Godhead.
Godhead
now.
Yeah. It's a crossover like event. It's a Green Lantern event. So, yeah.
I mean, with like good, Zero Year constitute an event? It crossed over. See, that's the thing about story arcs have become more.
I'd say it's an arc more than that.
I mean, but it went into multiple books.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, it did, because they did all... Yeah, there was like 1 month where they all did Zero Year.
Oh, that was that one. Yeah, tied in one shot.
Yeah, but I don't know if I consider that a true event. That's just a...
If it, like, constantly tied in, then I'd say it would be. But I'd consider that a crossover if it constantly just... Like, part one was in this, part two was in that. Like, Green Lantern, it's... Like, Green Lantern...
Oh, I know. It's labeled chapter one, part one, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's tougher and tougher to decide what's an event and what's
just
an arc.
Just because of how they write things. Because arcs are kind of written for trade anymore. They really are. They never really... Nobody really stopped at doing that.
I think the one guy... one guy who doesn't write for trades, I don't think, is Hickman.
Yeah.
I mean, his Avenger stuff is not written.
And we pretty well all gave him our worst, like... worst everything award.
What?
Hickman.
Oh, not Hickman. We gave that the Fraction.
No. Hickman. Just Hickman's on Avengers, New Avengers. But he just writes forever. Like, You're signing up for like 60 issues.
That was the problem I had.
I dropped both the Avengers and New Avengers because one, I couldn't tell which book I was even reading anymore. And it was just like, this is
true.
It's dead.
Seamless story.
Yeah. Colin, what was your favorite event?
Besides Sexus.
God, Axis was pointless.
That was his worst event.
Elvis Costello concert.
Oh, that was. I'll give you that. There you go. Yep, I'll give you that.
What was your favorite action figure?
You know, I'd have to say Forever Evil, but it wasn't even that great. I can't think of a really great event that we've had lately.
It had some great parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that used to be, you know, the event was, ooh, but now it's it's a means to an end to get us from point A to point B, which is all Axis was to get us from point A to point B. Because, like I said, unless they have the ramifications of, you know, the fact that the mutants as a whole tried to take over the world. Hey, dude.
Well, but...
I don't know.
Forever Evil, and we talked about this
earlier.
It was
good.
At least in Forever Evil, Grayson is dead to the world.
Right, right.
So, and
at least
they
did something for the story.
They teased us the Owlman thing. Where's that? What happened after that? You know, why haven't we seen anything?
We saw him once.
Yeah.
Once.
Then.
But, give us a little more.
The Power Ring, that showed up in a couple stories, too.
But hasn't... It's been weird where she's been able to overcome it, where it didn't appear you could overcome
it.
Yeah.
How much stuff Batman talked to her.
Batman said, you better overcome this, and she's just like, okay.
We never really got the true fall. I mean, did we ever really get the true fallout of, like, Flashpoint, even? Like, I mean, there's been, like, sprinkled, like...
I think...
At the end of Flashpoint, it was like, what's going on? And then there was...
But I think it's kind of like what Colin was saying, where an event is kind of... Anymore is kind of a means to get... from point A to point B, where events used to be like you had your regular stories going on, then you had these big events that didn't really have to do anything, but they were a big, like, almost like your movie of the year of a comic book. And it didn't have to do all that kind of stuff. It could just be something
big, blockbuster type thing. And it just hasn't really.
And they don't necessarily do that. It's more of a
just wait for Convergence,
especially what Marvel was doing.
It might. That's the thing. We don't know.
Well, the thing is, this Flashpoint was so good, and at the end of Flashpoint, you're stuck with who's this mysterious woman.
I don't know how much
woman,
it's going to change.
Who is this? What's going to happen? And then you thought you were going to get answers, and you kind of get a little bit, but you never really got true explanations. Except Flashpoint happened, and the New 52 started after that.
Yeah. So I don't know how much it's going to. I don't know how much it's really going to change, though, being that they have like works like Grant Mor- or not Grant Morrison. Geoff Johns has this Darkseid War, and you know, it's supposed to be happening after all of this, because it hasn't happened, so I'm going to assume it's going to be after all this.
Well, we got two more months, three more months.
I doubt he's going to put that. But Darkseid War in two books, and it's done.
It's a crossover. It's in a lot of books.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think my favorite event would be Valiant's Armor Hunters event.
Oh, yeah, they have that going on.
Dave says, ho, ho, ho.
I told you. He's Dave. Santa. Him,
yeah, we.
He won last time. That's why he didn't get any prizes.
He never believes.
No, he doesn't believe in Dave.
Dave sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Yeah, Dave's creepy.
Not any better.
You thought Colin's seat was gonna be better?
Yeah.
You need a blind.
Yeah.
That's for your early afternoon podcast.
That's why I'm standing for my early afternoon podcast. No, he just asked me to hold some books and then finish it with ho, ho, ho. I thought that was funny.
That Dave.
Yeah, I can't say it was a great year for books. I mean, there was a lot of good books, but I don't know. Batman.
Now
we're
business. We're ending this on kind of a down note.
No, we're not ending yet. No. I'm just saying, like,
event-wise.
Everything
that wasn't Batman.
Event-wise, hasn't been
though.
Great.
That's usually the case.
I mean, Forever Evil, it sold well. It was entertaining. You were looking forward to the next one.
I think
I can't say that about Axis.
The Justice League books that tied into it.
Yes.
More than
yes.
the
Where
main
it gave you
books.
The backstory of those
yeah.
characters
like,
and
them,
stuff.
Well,
yeah.
And you got to see Metal Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, except for JLA. That was a disappointment, too. More because that book, when it first started,
JLA
had a lot
that
of
was, yeah.
It, but it had potential, and then it just turned into, it's kind of just, that
JLA
was the means to the end.
Just to support the
Trinity War and
Trinity
then
War
for,
and Forever
yeah,
War.
Forever Evil. Right. Now,
was, like, Trinity War, I thought was a, not a disaster, but a disappointment in its own. Like, it teased stuff that never happened. Like, they kept teasing the question. It didn't really do anything. I like the big reveal at the end with the Injustice League. I thought that was well done and didn't see it coming.
You know what was actually a disappointment was out of all this was, for me, was that Trinity of Sin book.
That's why it got canceled.
Yeah, because, I mean, it just... Like,
was it any good when it finally came out?
No. It just had that very generic story. Like, they're dealing with a monster or some sort of demon. And it's just like, okay. But, like... Give us a little more. They're usually dealing with that kind of thing. That's nothing new.
Oh, CBR's top 10 for the year.
Who cares about them?
Let's see what they are.
See if they compare to us.
Top 10 issues?
Comics for the year. Now, it's probably going to be books. It's going
to
be
funny. I saw it's going to be stuff I saw 100 to 11, and I was a little disappointed in that. So
I bet you one or two is, I bet you one, two, or three is Pax Americana. That's been like leading one, two, or three.
You know what I'm seeing? I'm not seeing that one. I'm seeing that they have the so She-Hulk.
Yeah, no, it's more. Yeah, it's more along the lines.
Wicked and Divine. I'll give them that one. That's a good one. Afterlife with Archie. This is going in reverse order. Lazarus. Sorry, I got a pop-up ad there. Lumberjanes. I don't know any. I saw a couple, but nothing earth-shattering. Sex Criminals. That's Fraction. Started off good, but then even sales-wise, it dribbled a little bit. Moon Knight.
Yeah. Moon Knight was good, but I wouldn't say it was one of the best of the year.
Multiversity is number three.
So they're just calling it Multiversity the whole thing.
I know another one coming on.
Oh, really?
Saga number two, and I know what number one's going to be.
Colin Bunn's taking over.
It's ending.
No, Ms. Marvel.
And he's only taking over for five issues.
Yeah, it's ending then.
Ms. Marvel? Yeah. Why did we read that list? Those people don't know what they're talking about.
It sounds like they want to do this rotating creative team on it.
Oh, so everybody gets an arc, and then it...
She's worth it. On what?
Moon Knight.
I'd like to hear their reasoning of Ms. Marvel. Like, okay, yeah.
I'm sure there's an explanation on CBR for
people,
you.
But
whether or not it makes sense or...
Yeah, I think it's a limited audience, though.
Ms. Marvel?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say that, and I can't disagree with it, that it's almost like they're the new Spider-Man. She's like the new Peter Parker.
Yeah, but I like the old Spider-Man.
I'm a Spider-Man
but
fan.
You don't have the old Spider-Man anymore.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, Spider-Man. That's
a big
disappointment.
It'll be an event that brings him back at some point.
Superior Spider-Man, the ending was kind of a disappointment.
I think it's a sad state of affairs that I wish Doc Ock was Spider-Man again.
Yeah.
Like, they ended that really bad, and then Spider-Man's been really boring, and then Spider-Verse has been very commercially, so...
Yeah.
And
not just commercially, I think also they made the main villain way too powerful.
Yeah. He's powerful, and it just, there's no explanation behind anything. There could be if you read every book that they're putting out, but...
I felt that way about Godhead for a while there, though,
I liked Godhead, how that ended.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like Godhead really stuck the landing. I think that Green Lantern Annual, the ending Godhead, was phenomenal.
But one of the things, Highfather was essentially, he's the opposite of Darkseid. Yeah. And, they finally made him realize he was becoming more like Darkseid. That's not what I take. What's the guy? It's not, I want to say Osiris. I know that's not his name. But the guy.
Orion?
No. Morlun's father.
Morlun's father is.
Morlun Sr.
Yeah.
We'll just say that.
Papa Morlun.
Papa Morlun.
Nick Papa Giorgio.
But I mean, I don't see him having a change of heart suddenly, like, man, maybe we should not eat spiders anymore.
We shouldn't eat spiders. I like how that's what they walked into.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't eat spiders anymore. Agreed, Pat. We should not eat spiders.
But, I don't see that type of change
happening. Yeah, I don't think that's
the
ending, but, like, with Godhead, I was worried that when we got the ending, it wasn't going to be earned. That something was going to happen that was very convenient.
I thought that ended pretty well.
But they ended it, they did a phenomenal job with the ending. It was it was great. It made sense. It really worked.
I love the part in that book where he just pretty well straight out says that you are Darkseid. You're becoming Darkseid.
Yeah.
And then that's when he, like, shocks out of it. Like, he's just like,
oh
my God, you're right.
Yeah. The only
took him long enough, but and a bunch of deaths, but whatever,
But well, I guess I am Darkseid.
I guess I am. Yeah, snapped his stick that he had, and he's just like, let's go home, everybody.
Who was becoming Darkseid?
Highfather.
Highfather. Now, what I don't like, though, is you got two...
You're becoming just like Darkseid.
You basically have two issues for New Guardians, Core, and what's the other one that's wrapping up? Red Lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
Before they close up and go
Red
away.
Red Lantern's getting to 40. Has got to be the biggest surprise of the new 52.
Yeah.
What of the book that got to 40 would surprise you as much as that book? I thought Red Lanterns was going to get canned like around... when they made the first round of cuts, they said, some cuts coming. And I read the list, and I was like, no Red Lanterns? And then more cuts. It survived and survived and survived.
Well, and I think it's only going away now like because the writer left.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come back in some incarnation. I mean, apparently it's got to have some type of following.
Yeah. Oh no, that was
out
my
there.
Going up through Godhead. That was my favorite Lantern book. I thought it was the best.
You're appear to be a Green Lantern fan through and through.
Well, yeah.
Is there a Green Lantern book that you don't get?
Yeah. No.
See, so right there.
I think Charles Soule really turned that book around for people that weren't reading it beforehand.
No, he definitely made it better, and a lot of what they did with the Atrocious War and all that, I thought was really good.
Yeah.
But here, this will blow your minds. I ordered the same number of Red Lanterns that I do of New Avengers.
That didn't really blow my mind.
No.
But most people assume Avengers.
I'm a little bit shocked. Not so much awe.
What is it, 15?
25.
I can see other people being more surprised.
I'm surprised you ordered 25 copies of Red Lantern. That does surprise me.
Yeah, see, that's one that sold very well for me.
But this is also a DC
story. Now, if you told me, like, I buy this many Red Lanterns. Everybody, like, you know, this many Batman.
I'm a DC fan. I buy more Marvel books than DC books. I think.
Really?
If you discount Batman, if you take Batman out of it, and I buy like six copies of Batman, so that kind of skews the
number. Well, I'm not talking about different copies, but yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm talking about number of books per month I buy.
Okay.
I end up buying a lot more Marvel books.
You buy six copies of one book of Batman?
Those ones you bought back
mostly.
Around that number. Regular cover, two digital copies, variant, whatever the variant of the month is. So there's five right there.
Yeah.
They were running a 1 in 100 for a while, which is now gone, thankfully.
You're just like, thank God.
Well, they would ruin it. Like, every other month would be ruined with a banner across the top. It's like, I'm paying $50 for a book, and it's got a banner across the top, like Arrow on CW. Like, okay, you want to do that on your normal book, that's fine.
They stopped. They stopped. We talked to them.
You're doing all your Batman variants.
But it's just funny that you say it's a DC store, and I do sell a lot of DC. I don't think everybody can't listen to me, and my dislike for Marvel is far more as a company than it is for the stories.
I don't listen to
But that's just it. I love just the characters, funny that the stories suck.
We hang on his every word.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way you guys do. But, I mean, the fact that I'm selling, you know, 60-some copies of Batman Eternal. Yeah,
Punk Rock Jesus.
Which is outselling every
that's
Marvel
proof
book.
That people listen to you.
Yeah, well, that is true. But people say, you know, what's good? What's
different?
You have
a responsibility now. You're shaping
young
minds.
We've compared Colin before to a dealer.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, but dealers don't sell drugs. Dealers offer drugs. Drugs sell themselves.
Yeah.
He doesn't really sell them.
But, I mean, I'm still selling 40 copies of Future's End. I'm selling 40 copies of World's End. But I can't sell 40 copies of Avengers or any X book.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
odd, that
that's not me.
Marvel seems
that's
very,
people
I'm behind in
the
Avengers,
stories.
And I like the Hickman story. I'm behind. I mean, it seems it's
what?
A
you're behind
book.
On a book? How'd that
a lot of books. Life.
Okay. Are you work? You're not working right
no,
now?
No, not really. Not
you're
so
off?
Much. Just like, well, right now I'm not working. You're right. Correct.
Well,
here I am in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday. The Avengers story with Hickman, I was interested in it. And now you said it's a dense read. It's not an easy read. You got to be willing to do it.
You got to put in the time for
and
that.
And I've made a decision to, like, basically better in trade. So now you're waiting for trades. And Marvel is usually slow on trade. I'd rather read the story and feel like I know what's going on than feel like I have to Wikipedia before I read issue 30.
Yeah.
And remember what happened before.
I was reading it, and I was enjoying it, but then it became more and more apparent that I needed to be reading New Avengers 2, and I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go back and buy all those issues or buy all those trades, so I just jumped off.
Yeah, because you have that problem.
Well, it is
you're
definitely,
not going to remember.
Those two books are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's essentially the same. It's a continuation of the same book.
Yeah, well, it's. I'm always amazed what Hickman can keep organizing his brain between those two books alone, plus all the other stuff he's writing,
and like Manhattan Projects and East of West, like all these.
And East of West is not exactly like the lightest of reads out there. But
are they still double shipping the Avengers and New Avengers?
They're bi-monthly, aren't they, Colin?
What?
Is Avengers twice a month still?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, time's running out, and it's getting all skewed, so their shipping might get skewed, too, with time and, you know.
It has nothing to do with that.
yeah, it was like six.
That's totally why.
Yeah, a couple. I know we got a couple issues 1 month, but I don't know. I can't.
I feel like
I don't think
it
doesn't seem like there's
a
schedule.
My pile, and I'm behind, and I don't. I just.
What are you looking at?
I'm just keeping my run going. No. Now I'm so far in the run.
You just got to wait.
Just finish the run.
Or is he in Thunderlips mode from Rocky?
Well, it has moonlighting on the cover, so it's been a while.
Hulkmania, he is on that. He had... It was funny, because in the book, reading it, they had a letter column, and it's just people were mad at them for, like, their comments on Rocky 4. Because they were just like, why did you attack Rocky 4? And I just thought it was funny.
Because that's the most pro-America movie ever.
Well, that's what they're saying. He's a patriot. He's one of the greatest actors of our time.
instead of saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you should have to watch Rocky IV.
Yeah.
I would stand behind that.
Extend
some school days and some meetings a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You got to wait through 90 minutes of Rocky IV every time just to get the meeting going.
Hey, I'll give best all-ages book still to Adventure Time.
Best all ages book? That's a category? Okay.
Yep.
Adam's just making stuff up on the floor.
Adam wants
now.
To talk about Adventure Time, so we're doing best all ages category.
Hey, if you're selling it here at the store, I'm giving it a best of category.
Little Gotham.
Okay. Yeah. Pat, do you read any all ages?
No.
Not even Looney Tunes?
No, not even Looney Tunes.
Does Archie count as all ages?
Afterlife with Archie.
Yeah. It's over there, isn't it?
Yeah. Except for Afterlife.
I'm not reading it.
Archie's the book. Archie dies this year. Nobody's going to talk about Archie.
You don't have to be embarrassed. He's
dead. I don't know. I just know it's...
Best death, Archie. Yeah.
They sell. It sells. It sells a lot. Did Mouse
die? Most shocking death.
Who else died really in comics? I mean, we'll consider Walking Dead, and we'll say everybody, but...
Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. I'd give it to Archie.
How we
still
forget about Death of Wolverine? I haven't even been mentioned yet, has it?
It won't be.
It won't be, yeah.
Wow. Guys, come on.
It doesn't make any sense. But.
He's dead.
I'm still giving it to Archie. I'd give Archie best death. Wouldn't you give Archie best death over Wolverine?
The more realistic death. The one that'll probably stick longer.
Aren't they rebooting it?
What?
Archie.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, but I think
they're rebooting the whole thing, though.
And they're making, like, nine more X-Men movies, so...
I think that's what
Dave
was talking about a lot.
They're rebooting the whole thing, and they're getting, like, a lot of bigger creators involved.
There you go.
Their books.
I think that's what they need to do. I think they're taking the success of what they had with Afterlife and the Sabrina books, and they also have pretty big success with Life of Archie. And I think they're wanting to take it in a different direction. So, I mean, it's one of the oldest comic books... That's around. So.
Yeah. Best death, really? That's your category?
No.
Do you have a better category?
I don't have a better category.
You
have
a single category.
You're right, because I've been ringing people up.
You got a best death.
Best death.
Yeah.
We're just giving Archie something over
Wolverine, man, that's dramatic. That was all dramatical and...
Dramatical?
Dramatical.
Dramatical.
It was a dramatical
That's a good adjective for that.
Thank you, yes.
Marvel was using strategy when they figured out how to do
that. That's from The Flavor of Love, a guilty pleasure TV show.
Whoa.
But yeah, I kept talking about the women getting all dramatical, and we just kind of we incorporated that word into our
lexicon
vocabulary.
A clock around your neck, yeah.
It was so ridiculous you couldn't not watch it. You know, it was one of those, and they VH1 it would do a marathon, and you're just sitting there going,
"It's like watching a train wreck."
Exactly, you couldn't turn away. But yeah, that was just our favorite word.
Yeah, I was at my parents one time, and they had the Toddlers and Tiaras on, mm-hmm. and I'm like, this is totally watching a train wreck, and I'm mm-hmm. going to hell,
yep.
but this is so awesome.
Yeah, so making them pound the Pixie Sticks and the Mountain Dew into a two-year-old, yeah.
That's right, yeah. I don't care.
My daughter started watching that and then started watching Honey Boo Boo afterward, when she got her own show.
I don't care what I do to my son ever, I'm a better parent than anyone on there.
Yeah. But so, best life, best birth.
Who was born?
I don't know.
Any babies?
I think Ultra. We're reaching here.
But yeah, I was just thinking more of events. Like Age of Ultron was a disappointment as an event. Not last year, but there hasn't been a good event lately. A real good. I mean, Forever Evil was good. But, hey, good.
Best death in comics. Then we'll talk about events where we're just like. I think everything this year was disappointing.
No, it clearly wasn't.
Comics are dead. Stop
it. No, stop it.
Print's dead.
That's digital.
Colin, you should start selling sporting goods.
Sporting goods, sports cards. I hear they're coming back.
Parking spaces.
Guys, cross street.
That's why they're closing, yeah. Must be doing well. Mm. Okay, I brought this big stack to talk about. I guess I'll just add to my stack for next time.
Yeah, just add to your stack.
You have a list of what's coming out?
I do have a list of what's coming out.
This is
that's true.
Colin's segment of the show.
I'll just have to store these away because I'll never remember all
these titles. Colin's books are coming out next week.
That went on.
Wow.
That was a long intro.
Okay.
Colin's books.
Party time. Excellent. Well, the first one I highlighted is only because of the ridiculousness of it, but it's A Very Zombie Christmas Trade is coming out
two weeks after Christmas.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
Zombies are unreliable like that, though.
But
they
we're starting
on Christmas.
They never show up on time.
But we're starting out with the Flash variants. Those are coming out in January. So we got Spider-Man 12, next part of Spider-Verse. Angela, number 2. Everybody loved number 1.
That's a book.
It is. Ant-Man, number 1. I did not hit the qualifiers to get the...
Ant-Man party?
The variants where everyone has a different size Ant-Man on the cover.
Okay.
Because it just seemed kind of dumb.
Avengers,
No More Bullying. Because I know you guys are all worried about bullying, especially Adam.
You should be.
Yeah, Colin's a bully. Yeah,
Death of Wolverine hardcover, which you gotta love. $25, 4 issues. Escape from New York number 2. I really like number 1. Feathers number 1, which I'm assuming is a Boom one.
I'm not sure exactly what it is, though. Sorry.
Ba-boom.
Green Lantern 38, so we're getting into the aftermath of Godhead. Ninth generation, or Ixth generation. I'm assuming it's supposed to be ninth with a fancy IX. But that's one of the... It's an image, one of the Top Cow Silvestri books. Lady Killer, number one. That's a Dark Horse. Odyssey, number two. Operation Sin, which is the Peggy Carter book to go along with the show. So it's coming out the day after the show. So you're going to be so excited after watching the show, you're going to come in and get that book. No?
It's unlikely to have a book about
Peggy Carter.
Timely.
The S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Before no, did you see the Peggy Carter one
the
shot?
The S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't bad. It just came out today. I was going to talk about it, but since they don't want me to talk about it, so it was okay. It wasn't
talk about it. Nobody said you got it.
No, too late.
It's your story, your podcast. No.
Shaft, number two.
Oh, yeah. He's a bad mother.
He just got the Shaft on listening to Colin's take on S.H.I.E.L.D. number one.
We don't have that kind of time for a rant.
Yeah, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number one. I know you guys
that's
going to
be the book of
that.
2015. You well watch.
And Wolverine's
it'll
number
one.
Of those
categories.
So we're getting that's DC or Marvel's weekly book.
Like how you're like S.H.I.E.L.D., Squirrel Girl. Well, Marvel's on a roll.
They are.
New books.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D. 1 actually was pretty good. They haven't been banging down the doors for it today. I'm glad we didn't do the party. I'm glad that got canceled. But,
yeah, because you'd have nowhere to park. People would be parking.
That's right.
Century
that's
Sports
right.
And
a disaster. But S.H.I.E.L.D. 1 was good. Basically, it's the story of Phil Coulson, but they never called him Cheese. I was a little disappointed in that.
They gave that up. That was an awful book.
So, but that's about it.
So those are comics for next
that's
week.
That's it. So we've...
That's a podcast.
I have no idea what the best ofs were, because I wasn't...
You
I
can listen
out so much.
They were great. It'll be a new podcast.
There we go. Doing my thing to the podcast.
Yeah,
yes.
His magic.
Yes, my magic. Well, I just put up last week's today. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. You still got some time.
Well, I didn't have time to mix it. I've been busy. Have a good one.
So happy New Year.
So happy New Year. I'll try to get this up a little more timely. Maybe I'll take it home. And we'll talk to you next week. Yeah, we're back on schedule, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Because that's how we do it in the 616. Hey, yo, man. everybody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch a chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save your kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking